Welcome back to Gospel Life, where we are finishing up a short series on how to stop listening to ourselves and how to start preaching to ourselves, with the goal, as always, to keep the main thing of the gospel, the main thing in our lives. Last week, we pressed into the first point of our self-talk sermon. So using Psalm 103 as our guide, we began to think through the benefits of the Lord that David so wisely and clearly reminded his soul of. And if you remember that first and oh-so-important first sermon point was, God forgives all of our iniquities. That's right, all of them. No leftovers for future nibbling. All of our iniquities are forgiven and covered and paid for as a benefit of being united by faith to Jesus Christ. Now, today, let's work through the other benefits written about so eloquently by David in this psalm. And remember, the goal is to help us to know what to preach to ourselves as long as it is still called today. First up, God heals all your diseases. That's right, God heals all your diseases. Listen to verse 3 and then David's explanation of it in verses 13 and 14 of Psalm 103. He writes, "Who heals all your diseases? As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust." Let me ask you, how are you feeling today? You alive and kicking, as we used to say in my day? If so, it is the gracious gift of a good and generous God. You know, I think about all the medical issues I've had over the span of my life. Acute appendicitis, a few cancer scares, some bouts of invasive surgery, an ongoing autoimmune disease, an extended season of debilitating migraines, and not to mention the normal colds and flus and cups and scrapes and infections and viruses that come with living this side of Genesis 3. But let me tell you, for each and every one of those, I have a choice. I can either preach to myself the weightiness and seeming hopelessness of my condition, or I can bless the Lord for his current sustaining power and the future promise of sickness-free glory. Let me ask you, have you ever blessed the Lord for the benefits of anesthesia, or clean medical instruments, or access to advanced medical care, or even health insurance, or state-of-the-art hospitals, or a plethora of effective medications? You see, David is clear. God knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And so he often, not always, brings temporary healing now as a foretaste of permanent glory later. And friends, you and I need to preach that to ourselves. We need to remind our souls of that benefit of the Lord, that he heals our diseases. And if you're struggling to think of a disease that he has healed you from, well, think of the most infectious and deadly disease to ever infect humans: sin, that deadly curse and plague upon our soul. And if you are a Christian, God has healed you from that most pernicious plague. He has healed you from its penalty. He is healing you from its power, and someday he will heal you from its very presence. So what do we remind our souls of? God heals all our diseases. Number two, God redeems your life from the pit. God redeems your life from the pit. In verses 4 and 6, David writes this of the Lord, "Who redeems your life from the pit? The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed." Now, let's just press into that word pit for just a moment. In the Hebrew, it can mean the dark or the grave or any situation or loss or calamity. And David is clear here. Part of his self-talk, preach to my soul sermon, contains the needful reminder that God has rescued him from the pit of darkness and calamity. You know, the way we say it in our culture, things could be a lot worse than they are. You know, Many years ago, I remember watching a documentary on poverty in the developing world. And this movie focused on parts of the world where entire families were hopelessly caught in seemingly unending cycles of generational despair and enslavement and crushing poverty. Let me tell you, friends, as I watched that film, I was overwhelmed as I consider what my life could have been. I remember thinking, oh, Lord, why wasn't I born then or there? Why was I born into relative affluence in middle-class America? Why haven't I been in a major car accident? Why don't I have cancer? Why are all of my children healthy? Why do I have a nice home with pleasant neighbors? Why am I not in a prison cell? Why am I not addicted to drugs? Why has my life been, as far as the scope of most of world history, so unbelievably blessed? Well, David tells me, and us, it's because God has redeemed my life from the pit. Not only this life's pit, but the ultimate eternal pit, hell. That's right, Jesus went there so I never would have to. Because of Jesus, and only because of Jesus, if you're a Christian, you and I are not going to hell. God has redeemed our life from the pit. Now listen, I know that many of you have severe trials in your lives right now. I certainly don't want to minimize them or downplay them. And clearly, David is speaking of life in general terms, the big picture. But that big picture is this. God has given you and I so much that we can, we should, heck, we're even commanded to bless God because he has redeemed our life from the pit. Okay, but what's the next point in our self-talk sermon? Remember what God has gifted you with. Remember what God has gifted you with. Listen to the last part of verse 4, and then let me add on to it, verse 17. David writes, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. The steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. Oh, listen, gospel life friend, think about all the good you have ever known in your life. The blessing of life and health and family, a warm room or home with central heat and indoor plumbing, a car to take you wherever you need to go. Strawberry rhubarb pie with Breyers vanilla ice cream. Wow. Even the promise of spring in the midst of a bitterly cold winter. All those things and every other good thing in your life comes from the compassion and mercy of God to you in Christ. That's right. As his redeemed one, as his adopted child, he crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Oh, nothing in your life is by chance. There's not an accident. There's no right place at the right time. Instead, everything wonderful and glorious and beautiful and delicious and comfortable and soft and tender and funny and inspiring is a gift from God to you. And you and I need to remind ourselves and to preach to our souls this astounding benefit of being united to Jesus Christ by faith. What's the last point that David mentions? God satisfies you with good things. Listen to verses 5 and 19 of Psalm 103. Who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. You know, I saw it in the ancient world that eagles had the power of unending strength. No doubt their soaring flights and majestic power reminded God's people of the covenant promises of God. I mean, you can hear it in the words of Isaiah in chapter 40 of his prophecy. They who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. It seems as David grew older, he sensed a youthfulness from the Lord that gave him hope and energy and optimism. He looked at his life as an accumulation of good things from the Lord. In fact, I know that has been God's kind gift to me as well. The older I get, the more I am, by the grace of God, able to laugh at myself and be more gracious and kind to others and not be as in love with the lures of the world as when I was younger. And to that and to more, I say, oh, thank you, God. Listen, friends, this is what you and I need to preach to ourselves each and every day. The vast benefits of the Lord that are ours because of the perfection of Jesus Christ. This needs to be our self-talk sermon. Let me close with the words of David as he ends Psalm 104, another stop listening and start preaching to yourself portion of God's word. David writes this, may the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.